Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 14:53 to 72. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 14 verse 53 to 72. They took Jesus to the high priest and all the chief priests, the elders and the teachers of the law came together. Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him. We heard him say, "I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days will build another, not made with hands." Yet even then, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am," said Jesus. "And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." The high priest tore his clothes. "Why do we need any more witnesses?" he asked. "You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said, "Prophesy." And the guards took him and beat him. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. "You also were with that Nazarene Jesus," she said. But he denied it. "I don't know or understand what you are talking about," he said, and went out into the courtyard. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Again he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." He began to call down curses and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you are talking about." Immediately the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me 3 times. And he broke down and wept. Let us reflect on the theme redemption in the midst of failure. In Mark 14:53 to 72, we find two main themes that strike us as peculiar and helpful for our lives and Christian journeys. These themes are about injustice and the frailty of human promises in the face of trials. Let us begin first with injustice and false accusations. The trial of Jesus before the Sanhedrin is a striking example of injustice, marked by false testimony and a concerted effort to find grounds for condemnation without genuine evidence. Despite the numerous false witnesses, their testimonies could not align, highlighting the baseless nature of the accusations against my Lord. This scene is a reminder of the times when we too may find ourselves falsely accused, misunderstood, or misjudged without cause. It invites us to reflect on the pain and isolation one feels when wrongfully accused and the strength it takes to remain dignified in silence, trusting in the truth to ultimately prevail as Jesus did. The text also challenges us to examine our own hearts. Do we rush to judgment based on hearsay or incomplete understanding? Are we quick to condemn others without truly knowing their story or giving them the benefit of the doubt? Just as Jesus faced false accusations with a steadfast heart, we are called to pursue justice and truth, ensuring that we do not become the source of injustice or falsehood against others. And then we now turn to the fragility of human promises. Peter's denial of Jesus is a compelling story of human weakness, fear, and the ease with which we break our promises, especially under pressure or threat. Peter was one of Jesus' closest followers. He vehemently declared his loyalty to Jesus. Yet when faced with the potential cost of this allegiance, he denied even knowing him, not once, but three times. This moment of denial reflects our own struggles with faithfulness and the ease with which we make promises to God and others, often without fully considering the weight of those commitments or the challenges that might test them. My dear friends, Peter's story is a mirror to our own lives, showing how fear and the instinct for self-preservation can lead us to betray our values and commitments. It invites us to contemplate the promises we have made hastily and the moments we have faltered under the weight of trials. However, it also offers hope in the power of remorse and redemption, as seen in Peter's tears of repentance, reminding us that our failures are not the end of our story. As we reflect on these themes, injustice and false accusations and the fragility of human promises, let us pray for the grace to face false accusations with the courage and integrity of Jesus. Let us pray to be slow in judging others and quick to seek justice and truth. May we also be mindful of the promises we make, asking for the strength to remain faithful to them, especially when tested. And in our moments of failure, let us remember Peter's tears, knowing that repentance opens the door to forgiveness and renewal. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we cultivate a heart that seeks truth and justice, even when it means standing alone or facing misunderstanding and false accusations? Number two, in what ways can we prepare ourselves to uphold the promises we make, especially when faced with trials that challenge our faith and convictions? Heavenly Father, we have reflected on the lessons of truth, justice, and the redemptive power of repentance in the face of failure. Help us to embody the courage and integrity of Jesus when confronted with injustice, and to foster a spirit of understanding rather than judgment. Grant us the wisdom to discern the truth and the strength to stand by it, even when the world may stand against us. Guide us in holding fast to our promises, bolstering our faith in moments of doubt and fear. In times of failure, remind us of the merciful path of repentance that leads to your forgiveness and renewal. May the lessons of this Holy Week inspire us to live more faithfully and compassionately, drawing ever closer to the hope of resurrection. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.